Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's your inside pass to everything Saints football.
See you later, bye. Touchdown, Rashid Shaheed.
We'll take you to places most fans never go. To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the Saints season.
That is going to be a touchdown, Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
To the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
Welcome Inside Black and Gold. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, and the NFL schedule is out. We have it, Houdat Nation. We'll be going over it game by game for you, giving our thoughts on the Saints' rundown. And, man, oh, man, Jeff, the biggest thing that stood out to me, Zero primetime games in this for the Saints. And I guess considering what happened last year, it's not a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who is a very routine oriented person, I'm thrilled by the fact that I only have to worry about noon and 3 o'clock starts all season, all the games on Sundays.
I texted the Cannon, even though he's on vacation, I was like, no point afters till 1 a.m. this year, baby.
Right. And like, I understand like that's not the case for everybody. Like I'm being very selfish in that, but like, I also think the team, like, sure, you want to be on national television, but at the same time, like no short weeks. You don't have to worry about preparing for a Thursday night game at all. You don't even have to worry about preparing for a Sunday game off of a Monday game. No international trips. Like this is effectively an NFL schedule on easy mode from a rest perspective, but we'll get into that. You know, what it means, like why the Saints are being treated that way. There's two other teams without primetime games. We'll talk about that. This first segment, I do want to get through some news, you know, what's happened. I want to talk about the schedule release and some of the videos. The Saints have signed draft picks, whatever. Second segment, we're going to go through the first half of the schedule. Third segment, we're going to go through the second half of the schedule, give our picks, predictions, and whatnot. I have a post up on WWL.com picking all 17 games. But there's some tough stretches in there, so we'll go through it. But yeah, first things first, some news. Not a ton has happened, but more has happened than I expected in the sense that, you know, going into rookie minicamp, I would have said, man, there's just not a ton of track record for rookie tryout players or tryout players in general landing on the roster out of that camp. Now, we've seen tryout players like Lynn Bowden, for example, you know, made the roster, but that was like an OTA tryout, not a rookie camp tryout. In this case, you had three players, and we talked about a couple of these in the last episode kind of abstractly because at the time we didn't know whether they'd be signed or not. First, defensive back Terrell Burgess, a guy we didn't talk about, been in the league a few years, been around. I don't know a ton about him at this point. I'm interested to hear more from him and see more from him in OTAs, but the guys that are more interesting, no offense to Terrell, Donovan Peoples-Jones, wide receiver. They did sign him. He's going to wear number 24, which good for him. He'll be fun to watch. And then UDFA Hunter Deckers, quarterback out of Iowa State. another southpaw. You know, I was told, you know, as I kind of confirmed this news on earlier in the week, that he had interest. Like, there was a few teams that invited him to come and try out. He decided to go to the Saints because he liked the idea of being on a roster, or at least getting a chance to be on a roster with all those quarterbacks, with Scott Tolzien and Doug Nussmeier and Scott Linehan and Kellen Moore, obviously. So, you know, that's why he's here. And I didn't expect the Saints. Like, this was a bit of a surprise to me because, you know, this is already a team with three young, unproven quarterbacks. And now you're adding a fourth. And a guy with a really interesting past, in the sense that started at Iowa State, started 12 games in 2022, got embroiled in a gambling scandal. He had put a bunch of bets down underage. One of them was a $15 bet on an Iowa State game that he didn't even play in. But he and a couple other players got, you know, kind of taken for a ride on that. And he was ultimately banned from the NCAA, didn't play in 2023. Transferred to JUCO, Iowa Western Community College, Western Iowa Community College, played in 2024, had a really solid season, granted, against community college competition. But when I saw him out there, and you could probably vouch for this too, like, it wasn't like you watch him throw and you're like, that guy, like last year when Kellen Mond was out there, I was like, he just doesn't have it. Like, that's not an NFL quarterback. That arm is not an NFL quarterback arm. Maybe he latches on as a depth guy, but like, I don't see him really having the skill set to do anything. I saw in Hunter, I was like, okay, you know, I can see it. Like, you can see a guy developing, I don't know, maybe a high level backup ceiling, but they're going to give him a chance. So kind of a cool story.
Yeah. With Deckers, it was always like, you know, I think we even were talking about on the sideline, like, maybe he doesn't latch on here, but you can see this dude somewhere. And it turns out, well, he is going to be here.
Yeah. And the only reason, like, again, it's like, okay, you're talking about a three-way quarterback competition where it feels like the real need is a veteran guy.
Yeah.
And instead you add a fourth young quarterback. But I think this, when you have a staff with this many veteran quarterbacks on it, or at least like former quarterbacks on it, you probably feel like pretty good about your ability to develop quarterbacks. So we'll see. But either way, that's it. Three guys waived: running back Jordan Mims, who also got a workout with the Patriots, Millard Bradford, defensive back, and linebacker Anthony Orji, who was claimed on waivers by the Titans. So, you know, he goes back to Nashville. He went to Vanderbilt.
Right.
So I'm sure he appreciated kind of the trip, you know, that kind of becoming his destination. But, you know, a couple of guys that did contribute last year, you know, these guys played more special teams than anything else. But, you know, I don't think you're going to see those guys back. That said, maybe a Millard Bradford, in the sense that once these guys retire, you know, Derek Carr, Ryan Ramczyk, once those become official, you should have some extra spots to mess around with. But for now, no longer on the roster.
Yeah, definitely curious to see what happens for a guy like Jordan Mims. I appreciated what we saw out of him. Just I thought he'll get a look-see somewhere else, if it's the Patriots or another team. But I do think he can provide some good depth on a running back roster. With Orji, the jokes the Cajun Cannon will make, I will definitely miss. Hopefully he can, you know, latch on with Tennessee, and maybe we see him late in the season.
Yeah, I like Anthony. I think he's got a good approach.
As the Cannon would say, everyone loves an orgy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you also got rid of Willie Gay, so those screenshots last forever, but they won't be standing next to each other anytime soon. All right, a couple other things. Saints are opening minicamp for 2 days in June, which they have not done once since I have been here. It's very much
right. I can't recall that ever.
No, and that's, I think it's pretty cool. The tickets have already sold out, or I guess sold out isn't the word. Like, they've been reserved. They're free.
But nobody cares about this team anymore.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, they went out to California last year, so this is the first time they've had an open practice at their team facility since 2023. Because when they came back, they had open practices, but one was at Tulane, one was at the Superdome. So, you know, it'll be fun to see people back out there and kind of getting a first glance at the Kellen Moore era. Hopefully we have good attendance so that doesn't become a talking point, but that'll be in – actually, no, I take that back. That's mandatory minicamp, not OTAs. So, you know, everyone should be there. So it'll be cool for that. It's only two of them, not three of them. But I think the third one should be open to the media, so we'll be out there as well. But it also means that we'll be able to record more video, because that's kind of the – you know, when when fans are out there, they're a little more lenient on the video side of things, because if fans can record whatever they want, then it's hard for them to be like, don't take video of this. So we'll see. But either way.
Right. It's like, instead of giving my media credential, I'll just get a ticket and sit in the stands.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, what I saw a few people ask, like, why isn't there any video from rookie minicamp, or at least like from us?
Right.
And because when we go inside, we're not allowed to record on our cell phones. So that'll be like TV camera footage, but we don't, I mean, we're a radio station, so kind of SOL in that front, but we'll have plenty of video from rookie camp. So keep an eye out for that. Finally, let's get to the schedule. A couple notes. So first, no primetime games. First time since 2000 that the Saints have not had a single primetime game. That's Monday Night Football. That's Sunday Night Football. That's Thursday Night Football. And when you look at how the Saints performed last year on Monday night, the two games they had it, you know, the Chiefs game that they got kind of torched in is an example of them being competitive. That's the that's the most competitive they've been in one of those settings in the last several years. And, you know, that's not going to cut it. And then you go on Christmas Eve on Monday Night Football, national television, you get shut out 34-0.
Also, that seems to be the nail in the coffin for prime time right there.
Right. And especially like Thursday Night Football, like you put on the type of showing the Saints did against the Broncos, like Thursday Night Football is already a tough sell for ratings, right? Like Prime spent a lot of money to get the broadcast rights for those games. They're not just going to hand it to you if they don't have to, if they think you're just going to lay an egg and waste their time. So, yeah, I mean, the Saints have to prove that they're worth putting in those. Like, again, like I don't mind it because I hate night games because it just ruins my entire week from a schedule perspective.
I get it from fans though.
But I like, as a fan, I would love to like go watch games in prime time. Like that's fun. And it's just, it's really telling of where this team is, like where the networks think this team is, because they're bidding on these games based on, we think people want to watch this game. And the Saints just don't have that.
Yeah, I thought maybe an Atlanta matchup would be prime time, or even the Chicago Bears for the Dennis Allen factor, but that's not happening.
Yeah, and there's two other teams that didn't get a primetime game. The Browns, and do you recall the other one?
Browns and Titans.
Yes, and the Titans.
You're surprisingly, right, they didn't want to put Cam Ward in prime time.
Yeah, that's a little surprising. Probably matchup-based, you know. Which, you know, I think for a while they were trying to have a competitive balance thing with the Thursday night games and say every team has to have a Thursday night game.
Not anymore.
It seems like they don't really care about that anymore, which, I mean, I'm more annoyed about Sunday, Monday. If I could opt out of Thursday night football for the rest of my life, I would do it. I think every player would do it. Every team would do it. So, you know, it's kind of one of the perks of being bad is you don't have to worry about that. No, I mean, that's tough, man. Those games are tough. What I will say is the Saints do have 6 afternoon kickoffs, and only 2 of those are, you're facing a West Coast team, so you're going to get that afternoon kickoff, right? Like the Rams, Seahawks, those, they typically try not to put West Coast teams in noon slots for one thing. It's not really fair to the team because, you know, they're kicking off at 9 a.m. locally. And also from a ratings perspective for those markets, it's not good because you're asking people to tune in at 9 o'clock locally or 10 o'clock locally. So, you know, that's one thing, but there's several Saints games kicking off in that afternoon slot. And they put you there because it's a more of a ratings draw, right? Like those are actually like the 3 o'clock window on CBS and Fox is their highest rated window.
Yeah.
Like the noon games are very regional, but there's only a handful of games going on in the afternoon slot. So you're pulling a lot of the noon ratings into that, and they try to put games there that people will stick around to watch. So you have a handful of games like that. The division games are like that. The Saints have back-to-back games at 3 o'clock. Bucks in week 8 and then Rams in week 9. Week 12 you have the Falcons. So 3 out of 4 games in that stretch are afternoon starts. So that's at least something.
Yeah.
The Saints used to land in those slots all the time. Like you used to get like the Fox America's Game of the Week, like when it was Breeze and Brady and, you know, stuff like that. You don't see that anymore. But so that's at least, it's not saying like, oh, they're a draw. They're not. But it's not nothing. Last year, I think they had like all noon starts. I think they had like 2 3 o'clock games and the rest were noon starts other than the primetime games.
Yeah, selfishly for me too, Jeff, I love this schedule because of the non-primetime matchups and post-game going to 1 in the morning. And then with a lot more 3 o'clock games than I expected, you know, us on the, you know, the getting ready for the games early in the morning at the Superdome, especially, you know, we don't have to wake up, you know, to be there so early anymore.
Yeah, it'll be nice to, you know, only that'll be home 3 o'clock starts. Home 3 o'clock starts. Patriots in week 6, Bucks in week 8, Falcons in week 12, Panthers in week 15. So you get to sleep in. Nice. You know, more time to tailgate. As a fan, I love those afternoon starts because like I don't have to wake up early. Got plenty of time to get drunk. I can enjoy the noon games and kind of kick into gear there. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be properly fed, you know, getting to the game. It's not like just riding on coffee for the game.
Yeah. One other thing, schedule release video. You know, I think the Saints, it was okay. It was okay. In going around the league and watching some of these videos, you know, I appreciate the Saints' strategy. And if you haven't watched it, it's out there. I appreciate the Saints' goal of incorporating elements around the team, reporters, you know, local comedians, stuff like that. I think they missed in an opportunity to showcase Kellen and brand Kellen as something other than boring. And I don't think they did that, but they did include reporters. And I did appreciate that. It was cool to see, you know, Ross Jackson, Nick Underhill. I thought Rod Walker was the star of the video. There wasn't a ton of humor in it outside of Rob Casey, who I think is very funny. But Rod nailed his line. We also had Bobby Hebert. So I did want to play that quick clip. So if you haven't seen the video or heard the video, you can get an idea of what that was. Here's the clip with Bobby.
Yeah, Coach, give me your assessment on the team's offseason moves, and do you think you did enough to fill the holes, especially with deep playoff teams like the Bills on the schedule?
We feel really good about where we're at.
Let me tell you something, Bobby Hebert. I listen to your little radio show. I hear how you talk on there. We ain't having none of that this year. None of it. Put some respect on our name.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. So what did you think of the video?
Yeah, for me with Kellen Moore, I felt like it was almost they gave him a sheet of paper as he was walking in to film this and didn't get enough prep time to even try to, I don't know, get whatever acting skills he needed to be ready for this. But it was kind of awkward for him and fell a little flat for me. It was funny, like you said, to see the reporters in action. Definitely appreciate that part of it. But overall, it was – definitely didn't live up to last year's schedule release video, which, you know, we had Derek Carr dropping lines and even Mickey Loomis, which were nailed dead on.
Yeah, I thought last year's was very, very good. And there was because they leaned into the joke a little bit more. And, Yeah, you know, it's like you got to be making fun of yourself and also understand what the joke is at the same time. And I don't know if the Saints got there with this one. It felt like, because here's the thing, they didn't write anything for Rob. Rob's riffing up there. Like, Rob's doing his thing. He's great. But, like, the you're asking reporters to be just kind of reporters, and you're asking Kellen to just be Kellen. And it's like, where's the joke here? Like, something's got to be funny. What I would have done, and this is, you know, this is a pie in the sky idea because I'm sure they only had so much time with Kellen. There's only so much you can do. But you go around the league and you see some of the videos that teams have put out, and there's willingness from some of these others. Like, go watch the Panthers and see what they did with Xavier Leggett. And they kind of a joke about his accent, which was hilarious. And it kind of proves, like, yeah, we're in on this joke. We're there with you. We think it's funny, you know? And so what I would have done if I had the thing, the easel, the clacker, I think it's called.
Jack Spielberg, like, over here.
Yeah. What I'm doing, same premise, schedule press conference thing. What I do is you start it that way, like a boring Kellen Moore answer. And then you find a way to get into, like, dream sequence montage. And Rob's not up there. Rob is in the montage. And you have Rob training Kellen to be petty. Like old school petty Sean Payton. And you're going through, he's wearing like a Bill Belichick, like ratty torn up sweatshirt. And he's going through tunnels and he's just like, Seahawks. Yeah. You know, birds aren't real, you know, and you get all the way. And it's like, that would be how you introduce the teams, is like you throw a volleyball with like a Panthers sticker on it. And he just like spikes it, you know, and then you have Rob doing what Rob does, which is hilarious and riffing and in there kind of like coaching Kellen to be the angry, petty coach in the press conference, the way he just doesn't understand how to do it. And then you come out of that montage, you're back into the press conference, and the final question is something about the Falcons, because they are your season finale. And I don't know, he comes out and says something like, shuck the Falcons. And then you nail it, you move on, and it would have been perfect. Because I think the bones of this video were good. There was something lacking. And like last year was such a good example of it, because like you had Mickey Loomis in it, but Mickey Loomis is there chewing gum, you know, like you have Derek Carr in it, and Derek Carr's like, I think the people on Twitter just get me, you know, like that's what was missing, that like the personality of the Saints in the video. And instead we got Rob's funny. Let's let Rob cook. So that's my critique.
Yeah. And the biggest problem, sadly, Jeff, might be the talent there is Kellen Moore in front of a camera.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know if Kellen could have pulled it off, and maybe that's what you drew back and you didn't want to ask too much of him. And I think people are going to be softer on this locally because we want to be nice to the reporters. And I think the reporters did a great job. I appreciate, you know, I thought Ross was funny. I thought Sharif Ishak did a good job. You had Doug Mouton in there, Fletcher, which I think they're like, Rob had a really funny quip to Fletcher, which is like, I hate hearing you talk or something like that. You know, obviously Bobby. And again, Rod nailed it. You're going to talk to Rod tonight.
He's like, I'm good.
Yeah. That was the funniest point. Cause my issue was it like dragged too long. It was a little boring because it was repetitive. Like once you got through the bit once, twice, three times, it was like, okay, now Jane Slater is here. You know, like it just got kind of repetitive. Which is why the montage would have been kind of a fun thing. You could got a good song over it. You know, you could have done something local, like a Juvenile song or something. Anyway, that's where, like, I literally was walking the dog this morning being like, why don't I think this is good? Because like I wanted to like it. I go into these videos wanting to be like, this is great. And it didn't get there for me. There was some of these schedule release videos that I thought were fantastic. But what were your thoughts? Okay, like, let's hear what you have to say, and then I'm curious, what were some of your favorite schedule release videos?
Yeah, just the thing with the Saints, like we said, it was a little disappointing because of what we saw last year, and it's like, all right, what is this team going to put together this season going into it with a new head coach in the mix? And like I said, I think the biggest problem is probably the talent there with Kellen, and it just doesn't have that charisma for the video. Maybe next year he'll loosen up some. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, and I'm being overly critical. Like, I think these folks did a good job. I think the bar was raised last year, and this came in beneath it because I think they nailed it last year.
Anyway. Yeah, for the ones I really liked, Seattle, I thought did a fantastic job.
Like retro action figures.
Yeah, that was fun for sure. And then I got a good laugh from the Buffalo Bills with the AI joke. And I in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, they keep talking AI. I'm like, Allen Iverson's not from Buffalo, though.
Yeah.
And then he did show up, and I was like, oh, crap, what are they going to do here? And he was like, I don't, Buffalo Bills? What do they want to do with me?
Well, it's just funny because, like, I'm sure the thought process that went into that was like, do you think we could get AI? Do you think we could actually get Allen Iverson to do this?
Maybe Josh Allen's buddies with him. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have the same agent or something.
Yeah.
It was just use AI. Like, AI. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was funny. But that's the thing. Like, it doesn't have to be over the top. That's the unique thing about these videos. It's like the best one that anyone has ever put out is the Tennessee Titans going out street and just asking random people to showing them the logos and saying, who do you think this is? And they show them the Saints logo and they're like, the St. Louis Rams. And then it just pops up like whatever they say.
My favorite one was you see the Chargers lightning bolt and the girl says, Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, that's like, that was, you know, we talk about, okay, how much time do you have to put into it? They probably put 10 minutes into that, or at least like 10 minutes of thought into it. Like, here's a little microphone, go out in the street. And it just came off so perfectly.
Hey, at least we're not the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, man, the Colts. You know, two different teams did Minecraft, which was interesting. I wonder if Microsoft was out there. But, yeah, they actually apologized for theirs because the first team they face is the Dolphins, and they poked fun at Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
The Tyreek Hill joke did not land.
They apologized and deleted it. And it's funny because
the internet, it's forever. You can still see it.
And it's funny because they I thought like the video itself was mostly funny, and like they poked fun at a lot of teams. They just, you know, whoever was in charge of, you know, vetting and making sure, it's like, is this, how is this going to come off?
We talked about it a little though. Personally, thought that was funny, but I get it. It's not politically correct, I guess you want to say.
Yeah, it's treading the line. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought they were poking fun at like the police overreacting more so than Tyreek, but it's a traumatic experience for him. I understand why, you know, like if you had cleared that with him first, maybe it's like, he'd be like, fine, go ahead. Like, I don't think they did that. But the Chargers also did Minecraft, which is interesting. Like, and I get it. It's in the news right now, but there was the Ravens did Severance.
I haven't seen that one. And I haven't seen Severance.
The production value of it alone was wild. Atlanta's, I thought, was really good. They did like a whole Mario Kart thing, which is a ton of little Easter eggs in there if you go and watch it. So that's pretty cool. I mentioned the Xavier Leggett one. You mentioned the Seahawks one. The Bengals had by far the laziest one.
Yeah, it was like, here it is.
They just had Joe Burrow saying, here's the schedule. And he got up and walked away, and they just let the camera roll.
Yeah, they rolled credits, basically.
But I do give the Saints credit because I feel like the Saints have an approach to these that is at least original. Like they are showcasing the local area and like the culture around the team more than a lot of other teams are. You know, like, for example, the Bills, like, they didn't get a local person. They thought the AI joke was funny, so they got a guy who has nothing to do with Buffalo. Like, the Saints get people who have connections to the area, and I do appreciate that. So it's always going to hit a little more within the market than outside of the market. But like, there's a pretty high bar that some of these teams set for these videos in general.
I'm totally with you, though. It's going to be hard to ever top what the Titans did because that was a laugher from start to finish.
Everyone's playing for second. Like, that's going to be the best one. Like, no one's going to top that unless they do the same thing. And at that point, it's derivative.
Right. It's like, do we do this again this year? But it's like, we've been there, done that before.
I think the Titans actually did it again. They had two videos. That wasn't even their main one. I think they just thought it was such a funny idea that they did it. Anyway, all right. That's all I have on that. You got anything else before we move on?
No, ready to start breaking down this schedule.
Dun, 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 dun. Schedule release. Ba, 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 ba. Inside Black and Gold. We'll be right back after this. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak. I don't know why I committed to it. So that's what we're doing. All right.
Hey, stick with it, baby.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.